Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, this is the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglich. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Gratitude Month. This is a very special month for us, and we have a very special guest as well. Chris Griscom is a healer, she's a teacher, author, and the founder of Light Institute in Mexico. She has developed a transformative spiritual technology that is taking humanity beyond all limitation to global transcendence, to a completely new reality of the divine source. She teaches and transmits powerful insights that give us permission to change and to awaken to a vision of who we truly are as spiritual beings. Through her unprecedented spiritual technology, she offers mankind a way to directly access divine source energy. Her work has inspired and touched people across the globe, and we're very honored to have her here today with us. Help me welcome Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you doing today?
Welcome to our show. Hello, Luciana. What an honor to be with you all. Blessings.
Blessings to you as well. So tell us, what is gratitude for you? How would you define it?
You know, I'd have to take it out of its old context, Luciana, and place it in a new place, because for me, we have to take a word and feel it energetically. So when we feel gratitude, it brings us peace, it brings us happiness, it brings us joy, and that's the energy of it. In the old context, gratitude was connected to our religious concept of pleasing God, of being a good person so you could get into heaven. I must be grateful. And it's that should be, must be, that caused a lot of Judeo-Christic self-righteousness, which means I should be grateful, even when maybe I don't feel grateful or I feel, yes, but you didn't do that or some other way. So for me, gratitude is a simple feeling of thank you, thank you. It's an energetic thing that we can carry around with us all day long, all night long. And it doesn't put us into relationship with something that says, I should be thankful to you because you have created my life. Because the teachings of my higher self are always that we create our own life and that we can be grateful to the cosmos, to the insects, to the people, to everything for life itself. So we want to expand the concept of gratitude into an energy that we carry around, an experience that we have. I'm thankful right now sitting, talking to you in New Mexico. It's a pleasure. And I'm looking out at snow. It's very cold here. And I'm grateful because the earth is grateful for that moisture. And so it's a simple thing that belongs to one of the first words that a child should learn or could learn. Thank you. Thank you. And when we say thank you, it takes us away from the emotional context of the ego and brings us into the self that is happy. When we're grateful, I'm thankful, it makes me pleased. So that's how I would look at gratitude for openers.
So for you, gratitude is a result of relating ourselves with source energy, right?
Yes, with source energy. In the book, The Evolution of God, that I wrote, I call God divine source. So we are a source. We're a part of that source. And when we can connect to that, then gratitude, of course, is the essence of our joy.
And how can people who do not believe in God or the source energy or love can relate themselves to developing gratitude?
Mm-hmm. I think it's very important that even when we feel alone, we don't believe in a God, and that's okay too. But we want to look at if we're separated from love, if we're separated from connection, then that's a very lonely place to be. And so anyone can develop gratitude by simply looking around their lives and instead of saying, I didn't get this, I'm poor, I don't have good health, whatever the I can't or I am not, just practice the power of turning it around and saying, I have this or I am that, so that you begin to look around and say, yes, I can say thank you. So I would say practice the discipline of looking around and saying, where in my life can I say thank you? Can I say thank you that I feel good today? Can I say thank you that I have an idea? Can I say thank you that I'm eating right now? So that's one discipline to teach yourself to do that. And then in our technology of consciousness that we use at the Light Institute, we would actually move the energy of gratitude into a vibration in the body. So if you don't believe in anything outside you, and maybe you feel that you have not been very lucky in life, but you can find a place inside you, because of all the unhappy experiences we have, there are happy ones. So, for example, you could say, well, where do I hold the energy of thankfulness, of gratitude in my body? Because I'm not feeling it or I'm not thinking about it. Where is it in my body? Do I have it? Yes, you do. So if you ask your body, and then just wait a moment, and you might hear a place or see it or feel it. Maybe you feel it suddenly, a little awareness in your heart, you know. And then you go with your consciousness into your heart and imagine that you're opening it up so that you can feel, does the gratitude feel like peace? Does it feel like relaxation? Does it feel like opening? It might even have the sensation of sweetness. And so you can begin to build a repertoire of gratitude that starts to make you feel more hopeful, starts to make you feel like, yes, I can not only survive my life, but I can find happiness. And of course, when we're happy or peaceful or joyful, that's the essence of gratitude.
So you're talking to us about getting or finding a way to develop a discipline to focus our attention on that we can thank instead of that which causes us pain, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And you know, I've worked with at the men's penitentiary in Bolivia and in a penitentiary in New Mexico, and I have learned that really we can find a place of thankfulness anywhere, at any moment in our life, once we take our attention off of what we didn't get, who we are not, but we can look around and say, I'm safe, or I'm smart, or I'm eating, you know, on all levels of our being, our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energies, we can find a place that's good at the moment. And then we can simply say thank you inside ourselves. We don't have to say thank you to God. We don't have to say thank you to the world outside. We can just say thank you to our own bodies, to our own life. And I think that's the essence for anyone of coming to know the self. If you can begin to, instead of have self-hatred, if you can begin to feel thankful, maybe that you feel good for the moment. I feel thankful. I have gratitude that I feel good at this moment, or that I can look out, or something physical, that I'm strong, or that I have a good mind, or that I feel connected to nature. You know, so there's infinite possibilities if you're willing to be able to say thank you. And those thank yous, again, come from inside ourselves, so they don't bind us to, I should be thankful to God, I should be thankful to my mother, I should be thankful to the world, you know. But I should be thankful to myself, because each one of us had the power and the illumination to choose to incarnate into this body in this world. And we want to be grateful for that. We have to be grateful for life, for sure.
So in your experience, if it has to do with choosing, what are practical tools to develop this discipline?
Mm-hmm. The practical tools are always our mind, our consciousness, where we place our focus. And this I learned from working with prisoners, that even when people are tortured or whatever happens to them, nobody can touch your mind. You have control of your mind. And so you use your mind, what I would call the higher mind, to produce what you want. If you ask your body, where am I holding gratitude at this moment? You have it in your body. You might not be conscious of it. You might feel the other way. You know, you might feel angry or the opposite of gratitude. But if you ask your body, where am I holding the energy of gratitude, you might be surprised. Suddenly you'll feel it. It might be in your forehead or your knees or your heart. And once you connect, once you say, oh, I have gratitude somewhere in my body, remember that the cell is the mind of the cell of the body holds all memories. And every little child, no matter how poor, no matter what happens to them, they have moments of happiness, of joy, of pleasure, and all of those connect to gratitude. And so we have gratitude in our bodies. All you have to do is ask, where is it? And the minute that you choose an answer, oh, I think it's in my head or wherever, you know, the moment that you select that, you are opening, you are saying yes to beginning to feel that life is okay, that life is good for you. So the technology of consciousness is simple. It's choice. It's just choosing to say, I can be grateful to myself. Well, you know, Luciana, we judge ourselves. We're so critical of ourselves. And we've never been taught in school or by our families, or certainly not by our religions, to be grateful to ourselves. On a spiritual level, that you have come into body, you should be grateful for, because it gives you the opportunity to move and to grow and to evolve, that beings, energies that are not in body don't have. And so right there, that you were born, is a point of gratitude.
I like this phrase that you say, nobody can touch your mind. What would you tell people choosing an experience of psychological abuse?
Yes. You know, what I would say then is we have to expand our awareness. And the way out of feeling entrapped in psychological or physical or emotional abuse is to realize that you are a perfect soul being. And that any negative experiences that you have had in this lifetime are simply the power of your soul to rebalance something. So that expands us into the multidimensional aspect to say, well, I was abused emotionally, let's say, but I have the power to choose not to continue that. You are not who you were when you were abused. You have gone on. Maybe years have gone on, maybe 30 years have gone on since you had a negative experience, but you're still carrying it in your emotional body. And that's why all my books and all of the work at the Light Institute uses the technology of consciousness to let go of that experience by seeing it in a bigger repertoire. You're not the victim. You're a powerful soul who is saying, I'm rebalancing something. So I've had the experience from the other side. The victim and the victimizer are one. So at this moment, you're the victim, but you have been the victimizer. If you see that, then you're free from the guilt, you're free from the terror of it, you can go on. And talking about gratitude, and again, I've learned this from criminals and prisoners and people like that, you can actually, I'm not talking about forgiving, because I don't think forgiving is a useful idea. But I'm talking about you can say thank you to your oppressor. Because, and I know this is a shocking idea, but it happens to be true spiritually, whoever has hurt you on any level is a very close soul friend to you. Why is this true? It's true because to hurt another being is against cosmic law. So your enemies won't do it because it creates karma for them. So only your soul friends who've traveled with you again and again will perpetrate some violence upon you on some level. And if you can turn around to your oppressor and say, thank you for teaching me the lesson, and I free you and I free myself, then your whole world changes. And we do that energetically, not just mentally. But that's a concept that I would like to give everyone. You're so much more powerful than you think you are, everyone. You are. You're not just victims. You're powerful souls, and there is no experience that can truly kill you. It cannot. You are here in your body for a purpose, and that purpose is the evolution of your soul. So you can not only withstand all experiences, but you can overcome them, and you can use them for your evolution rather than them using you. We can be free, Luciana, we can.
So I'd like to stay with this phrase, you are a powerful soul. How is it that we choose to enter in situations where we give our power to others?
Mm-hmm.
And how is it that gratitude can help us step outside of that situation?
First of all, Luciana, because the giver has the power. So when you give gratitude, when you say thank you for teaching me something, you suddenly are no longer the victim. You're equal or above energetically. You're equal. As a victim, you can't. So when you step up and use the power of your true self, thank you for teaching me the lesson. They have no more power over you. They're not more powerful than you. They were, in fact, what my higher self calls the pawn in your movie. You know, you've drawn them in, and you are deciding what role they're going to play. You have the power. The difficulty is, to this time on our planet, that we don't have the awareness to pull away the veil and remember our many incarnations of the soul. So we forget the purpose. We forget that we're powerful souls. And no one's ever said that to you. Who has ever said to you, you're a powerful soul? Your mother, your father, your siblings, your teachers say to you, be grateful, you know, be quiet. The world is more powerful than you. Please the others. Please God. Those are the conversations you've been taught. You've never been taught to honor. And I'm not talking about the ego. And this is very important, Luciana. I'm not talking about having power over others. I'm talking about having the innate power of the self. So the king of the mountain vertical structure that we have had in so many cultures, in all of the cultures, the human genetic encoding, you know, who's king of the mountain? Who's the most powerful? If he's powerful, then I have to be either more powerful or less powerful than him. This is not a cosmic law. It's not true. The truth is, and this is where gratitude comes in, the truth is the more powerful you are, the more powerful I can be. And so it's switching from fighting against each other to applauding the power in each other. If you see power in others, they will see power in you. And we can use power as strength, not as a weapon. And then we can feel the power of our soul. Because all experiences, in truth, because of the mystery of life itself, of the divine cosmos, nobody can get into body without that divine, powerful soul energy. It's impossible. So we are born with power. and how we wield it. And again, how karma comes to us and says, okay, now I'm going to have the lesson of being hurt. And then instead of spending your whole life being hurt, you can say, what is the gift? And then be thankful and say, thank you for the gift. And that's gratitude at its highest octave. We lose nothing in saying thank you. It's a powerful word, and it brings gratitude, and gratitude brings peacefulness and balance and joy.
So entering a psychological game or a power game is actually a choice based on what we're talking about. And if nobody can touch our mind, we are actually allowing the other person to be the perpetrator when we choose to enter this power game, yes?
Yes, and instead of blaming ourselves for doing it, you know, or resisting that we had the power to choose for them to perpetrate that, what we want to do is acknowledge that on a spiritual level, even a psychological or an emotional level, I brought this to me. How can I use it? How can I transform it, transmute it? And the way to transmute it initially is to simply recognize that and with a little cosmic giggle, no matter how terrible it is, and say, okay, I'm done with that. I have cleared that karma. I've had this experience, and now I'm done. And now I will say thank you to the perpetrator. At the Light Institute, the way we do that is we ask the whatever situation or person that's hurt us what frequency of light, what color they need, because that's a cosmic language. That's the language of gratitude. What color they need from us. And then we draw that color from the cosmos down to the top of our head into our stomachs, which is the center of our emotional body, and I send the color to them. When we do something like that, again, it gives us the power of the giver, and it sets us free. The emotional body wants to continually say, I'm the victim, and I can't be who I am because of you. No, no. You can be who you are because of yourself. But we have to enter into the conversation again, the spiritual conversation, where psychology leads off and spirituality comes in, to realize that in a cosmic framework, in the infinite, timeless cosmos, we've had many lifetimes. And so, for example, you might have, as a soul, chosen to come into this body with certain lessons. Maybe you needed to learn to be thankful. And maybe in another lifetime you were the king or you were a powerful person and you were never thankful and you abused other people because you had the power to do it. So you've said to yourself, I want to learn to be grateful in this lifetime. So you come in and maybe you experience love in a positive way and you learn to be grateful for something simple like being cared for or caring for others. And so you feel that gratitude in your heart. Or, in a negative octave, you might choose to come in and have a karmic experience where something hurts you. And then you feel what it is to be the one who has been hurt. And so that's when it calls upon the initiation or the power of the higher mind to see a bigger picture, to see a bigger truth, and to be able to say, oh, okay, even in the simple terms, I'm paying off something from another lifetime. Great, I have just paid it off and I'm done. But it's not done until you let it go and you begin to let it go by saying, thank you. I am grateful for the lesson. And because I understood the lesson emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, I am free. And what happens when people are able to see other lifetimes or clear this karma through their consciousness is that they stop having those experiences and our lives change. We evolve. You know, we don't have to go through a whole lifetime repeating and repeating and repeating karmic experiences. Pain or things that make us feel resentful or angry or ungrateful. When we release those and we put our focus on, oh, I am so thankful for my life and I'm thankful for myself and I honor myself. Honor yourself as a soul. Every person, and I learned this from prisoners, every person, whether they're a killer or whoever they are, they have good qualities. They have soul essence. And so we have to teach ourselves and each other to find those wonderful essences that belong to being humans.
Mm-hmm. In your experience, what is the relation between experiencing gratitude and setting up our boundaries, communicating our boundaries, and maintaining our boundaries?
Mm-hmm. You know, that is a common psychological concept, that you can protect yourself through your boundaries. I don't feel that this is true. Again, my repertoire is a spiritual repertoire. And the teachings that my own higher self, my own inner voice, and the Light Institute would pass to people is, don't think about boundaries. When you put yourself in a boundary, you put yourself in a prison, and that limits you. Where you are powerful is to pass through what frightens you, pass through what you think is the power of another, and go on to the other side. It's a cosmic truth of energy. It's an energetic law. So I don't think boundaries are a good way to deal with your life. If you don't want someone to overwhelm you, you can get rid of them. You know, you can choose to get out of a relationship or to change your relationship. You have to use your power, not limitation. Limitation has never brought us freedom or growth. If you enclose yourself, then how can you grow? You can't connect to other people. You can't learn the lessons that you've brought them in to learn. The cosmic truth is there is no lesson that can truly overwhelm you in a lifetime. Your soul doesn't give you that. Your soul only gives you lessons that will make you stronger and happier. So I don't think boundaries are a good idea. I think what you do with a boundary is, for example, maybe somebody insults you or always overrides you. Maybe you're in a relationship where the other person overrides you. Maybe they're a spouse or a boss or something like that. What you do is that you see yourself as equal to them, and you look at them and you send them light, and you're grateful for them. And when you start to radiate that energy, they change the way they behave towards you. And so you break that boundary. You break that limitation. Mm-hmm. You see,
When I was talking about boundaries, I was thinking about this client who just left the therapy room. She will be listening to our interview on demand. And she is working on placing boundaries, healthy boundaries, with her father, and at the same time with her daughter. You know, both of them are family to her, so she can't just pass through them in her life, because both these people are even...
But she can pass through them emotionally.
About gratitude.
She can pass through them emotionally. She only allows... She's allowing them to override her. So, again, I have 57 years of this practice. I tell you, if she would, for example, ask her father to take form in her mind's eye, just sit in meditation someplace, ask him to take form in her mind's eye, and then ask him what color he needs from her to come into balance in her life and be released from old karma so he doesn't have to keep overriding her, and then draw that color in and extend it to him. And if she would do that, every time she thinks of him, if she talks to him on the phone or if he's in the room, even while he's in the room, if she sends him color, it will stop him from shouting. It will stop him from behaving that way with her, because color is the language of the cosmos. It's the essence of human consciousness. The same is true with the daughter. When people write letters all the time to the Light Institute in gratitude for something they learned to do, a technology of consciousness, an exercise in consciousness, which is what I'm talking about, that they learned to do. And the one that they comment on the most is this one. Oh, my daughter is always misbehaving. And I started sending her light, and now she's being quiet and being very nice. This is a common letter that I get. And so there is a way without closing yourself out. You see, this is what I was starting to say. We are all psychically, spiritually, emotionally connected. Even people you've never met, you're connected to as a human. We read each other's auric fields. Her child has learned how to abuse her mother. She's learned what makes her mother mad. She's learned how to push on her mother, and so has her father. What she has to do is change the message she's sending out. The message she's sending out to her child is, you can outwit me, you can hurt me. And she's sending that message to the father. She has to send a different message. To send a message through your auric field, psychically, emotionally, spiritually, to another person, you have to use these higher technologies. Otherwise, you just, what she's doing is she's curling up in the fetal position in her boundaries, and that's sending them a message. And the message she's sending them is, you can hurt me. I'm afraid of you. I'm trying to defend myself. In American football, we have an expression that says, the best defense is a good offense, which means she needs to stretch through those boundaries, send a different message to her daughter, a message that says, I love you, but you can't do that. We always have a choice, no matter what anyone is doing. If her father's yelling at her or trying to control her life, she has the power to say, Father, I'm not going to allow you to do that anymore. We think culturally that we can't talk that way, but we can. And along with those words, I'm not allowing you to do that anymore. If you speak to me in that way, I will not answer you, for example. But what needs to go along with that is the more powerful message, which is the one of light, which is the one that passes out through her auric field, that says, I mean this. I'm done now. I'm done. And then incarnationally at the Light Institute, what we would do is actually clear the daughter and clear the father by looking at the lifetime she's had with them and seeing how she's set up to allow them to be tyrants in her life. All relationships can change. They can, and they do. But it starts with us. It doesn't start with them. It starts with us.
Mm-hmm. I love it how you integrate.
That's why we can have gratitude, because we have the power to change our lives. We do. Otherwise, what would be the purpose of life? We have the power to change and to make that change a change of joyousness and strength and the sense of going on.
Mm-hmm. I love it how you integrate the spiritual with the psychological and the physical and the emotional. I really love your work, Therese. How do you think gratitude relates with life that we've had prior to this one?
Mm-hmm. Again, what I found after 57 years of exploring reincarnation or past lives is that the lifetimes that we would perceive are always going on now. So what I can say to people who may not have ever experienced looking at other lifetimes is, think about the themes that you have in your life now. Maybe it's somebody's overpowering me, or I'm resentful, or I don't have what I want. That is an echo coming from other incarnations of your soul. You have not come in once. You couldn't possibly come in only as a female or only as a male, because you have genetically both your father and your mother. So that could not be true. So if you look at the themes of money, themes of power, themes of health, themes of love, relationship, those themes are attached to other incarnations, to other lifetimes. And so if you recognize that, in a way it can bring you kind of a sense of peace or gratitude, because you can say, well, this is just a residue of another lifetime. So if this is the teaching, how can I go through this teaching? I can learn to be grateful. I can learn to be not the victim. I can learn to be the giver. I can change my life. And, of course, I would always say, do the work of the Light Institute and not only see these other lifetimes and know these other lifetimes, but release them energetically from your body. And the basic way to do that is to find energies in your body and ask them what color they need to be released. And so, yes, indeed. And otherwise, I would never do incarnational work. I do past life work, quote unquote, simply to get rid of the past. You know, people say, well, why should I look at the past? The reason you should is because it's affecting now. It's affecting your present, and it's creating your future. So incarnational work is very important in our consciousness and in our sense of self. All of us have been wonderful healers. We've all been wonderful givers. We've all been powerful beings in other lifetimes, and we've been killers and fools. We've been all things. But once we see those and release them, it changes our present lifetime. That's how it affects and connects to other lifetimes. But even in this lifetime, if you look at the themes in your life, what are my themes? My themes are letting people insult me, not having enough money, not being afraid of my body might hurt me. All of those themes we can emotionally, psychologically, spiritually shift through the power of the consciousness that we hold.
Amy was telling me about this book. It's called The Evolution of God. And mm-hmm. She was telling me this book had a lot of information about how we can understand source energy and our relation of our relating gratitude with our understanding of source energy. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I wrote the book Evolution of God to help us to move away from the limitations sometimes our religions place upon us. You should be grateful to God. And then we feel guilty right away because we're not good enough. You see? So that needs to be, we need to release that. So the evolution of God talks about the history. When was the word first created? How was it used in tribes? How was it used in cultures? How did it become a religion? And how can we go forward with that? And so, again, the whole book talks about to see yourself as a divine energy without saying, oh, I have to believe in God or it has to be this way, none of that, but actually to experience connection to something bigger than you, whether you call that nature or the cosmos or whatever, something that you belong to. You see, what makes us bitter and separate and unworthy is that we don't feel we belong. So the book, The Evolution of God, says, let God evolve. Stop taking him in the same way of being crucified or this or that, and feel yourself connected to something magnificent. You belong to it. And there's no way you can't belong to it. It doesn't matter what you've done in this lifetime. You can't get into body unless you're part of the divine spark. So once we can have that, we can begin to be grateful to be in body in the first place. Because a lot of people feel like, I hate my life. Why am I here? You're here for the evolution of God, for the evolution of your own soul. And that's not a religious conversation. It's a joyous one. It's an experiential one. It's what the essence of gratitude. You know, that when you feel that you belong, for example, maybe you're petting your dog and you feel connected psychically, emotionally to your dog. That brings gratitude. And that's a spiritual conversation. Or maybe you're looking out at the mountains, and it expands you. It brings you peace for a moment. You feel your mind stops chattering, and you just feel how beautiful are the mountains. You belong to the mountains. It's in your world. You can see them. You have sight. And so it's easy to say thank you. It's easy to be grateful outside of that self-righteousness. I should be, and do I compare? Am I worthy? None of that. The simple experience that everyone can have at any moment, you can ask yourself, what am I grateful for at this moment? I'm grateful for the sky. I'm grateful for the mountains. I'm grateful for music. I'm grateful that my body is healthy. I'm grateful for life. That's what I would say.
I know we've talked about this on previous shows, but for our new listeners, can you shortly explain what do you mean when you say that this is a time where humanity can now soar to a new octave of the heart?
Mm-hmm. I love to talk about that. I'll say it briefly. We are the planet of the heart. The human species has, throughout time, throughout hundreds of thousands of years, developed the power of the heart, not only to pump our blood, not only physically, but our physical heart is connected physiologically to our emotional heart. And our emotional heart has a spiritual essence. And so we are at a time in our own evolution where we can begin to use the energy of our hearts, again, which has gratitude, which has joy, that has ecstasy, that has a sense of consciousness, intelligence. Our hearts are intelligence. We can begin to use that. And by centering and feeling that our hearts are intelligent, we can begin to change what it is to be human. As we change what it is to be human, we will have a tremendous catapulted leap in consciousness so that we treat our world differently, we treat each other differently, we become global beings, human beings, and human beings can begin to relate to all energies, whether it's a mountain or it's a dog or it's a star. We're all made of the same carbon atoms. So we're not here accidentally. This is not a normal lifetime for anyone. It's a lifetime that it's pushing on you to find your heart, to find the love in your heart, to extend that in all ways, to not just have one idea of what that is, but to experience. We are here for experience, not thought, not concepts, but actual experience. My higher self says that experience is the only truth. So choose what you want to experience. Choose to be grateful, to be thankful. And as you do that, you'll look at others differently. You will experience who you are differently. And as you do, the world will change. That's why we're here. Every person on this planet is an agent of change who has had many, many lifetimes. And by using the power of the human heart in new ways, not just emotionally, am I loved, or who do I love, and I'll just buy and sell, but true love. The love of awareness, the love of consciousness, to see what is the truth of each thing, to experience it in that way. That's what sets us free and will bring about a new world.
Thank you very much, Chris, for being with us today. We are in the last minutes of the show. I was wondering if there's anything else you would like to tell our Inner Healers family, any idea you would like to share with them, to resume all of our conversation today?
Yes. I would tie all of these. I know some of these things that I've spoken of might be surprising to you, but I want to say that you know all this deeply in your own hearts and in your own consciousness. And what I would say to you all is that life is simple and life is good, and allow gratitude to simply be thank you. Go around your house today and say, oh, thank you for this warmth, and thank you for this beauty, and thank you for life. And try just doing that. And that simple thank you will bring you the pleasant, warm feeling of gratitude. And let that gratitude begin with you, to begin with yourself. You are good, and you have purpose. And when you smile at someone, you have the power to change people's lives, to heal others and yourself, so simply by just saying thank you and by smiling. Life is simple and life is good. And I love all of you, and I extend all of you my great, great love.
Thank you very much, Chris. We are really, really honored and really grateful for having you here with us. You know, we love you very much, and we
value
very much all of the work that you've been sharing with us all these years.
Well, thank you, Luciana. It's my honor to know you, and I thank you for the work that you do in bringing a voice of healing into this whole world. So great love, and I hope we talk again.
Thank you. Hope to have you again soon. Have a great holiday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.